And Nkosi Patekile Holomisa. And Mr. Ambrosini? Oh, okay. Holomisa and Ambrosini. Now, the matter before us has been on our agenda for some time. Section 32 of the Promotion of Equality and Prevention of Unfair Discrimination Act, Act No. 4 of 2000, provides that the Minister of Justice must appoint a member of the National Assembly, amongst others, to serve on the Equality Review Committee established by the Act. The Equality Review Committee plays an advisory role to the Minister of Justice on the operation of the Act and other laws that have an impact on the Act's operation. Now, the Minister of Justice wrote to the Speaker on 27 October 2010, requesting the nomination of a member of the National Assembly to serve on the Equality Review Committee, and that this be referred to the Portfolio Committee on Justice for consideration. Now, I think you'll agree with me, honourable members, that we need to expedite this matter. I had spoken to you once before about this, and I know that some of the parties on this committee have done the necessary. Congress of the People have submitted the name of Mr. Leonard Ramatlakane as their nomination. The ANC have nominated the Honourable Sheila Shobes-Tole. Unless you say to me you want some more time, I think it is time for us to now take a decision on this matter. Mr. Jeffrey, followed by Mr. J.B. Sibanyoni. If you want to come after him, all right, Mr. Sibanyoni.
Thank you, Chair.
Your mic, please.
Thank you, Chairperson. I raise my hand just to inform the committee that the caucus has deployed a new member of the Justice Committee, the ANC. Her name is Chana Pilane Majake, the lady who's sitting on the extreme side there.
Welcome, ma'am. I had welcomed you together with everyone else. But you're most welcome as a member of this committee.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, JB. JJ?
Chair, firstly, this issue's been dragging for some time. As you yourself said, the letters from the Speaker is dated 2010, and it's been on the agenda of the committee for some time, so I really think we should resolve it. I did get an email, Chair, that you also got, which was from Ms. Debbie Schaefer from the DA, which was apologising for not being at this meeting, but also saying that she supported Ms. Shopesitole's name. So I don't know if unfortunately she's not here in person to say that, but I think that's just quite important, the largest opposition. And then, Chair, I really do think we have been asked as this committee to send somebody. I do really think the person should be a member of this committee.
Okay.
I think that's an important criteria. And if Cope or any other party are not able to come up with another name, I mean, then really I don't think we should spend much time looking at it. It needs to be a person on this committee, I would have thought. It's not a requirement, it doesn't have to be, but I really think we have been asked as the Justice Committee, please send somebody. We should be sending somebody from this committee, and that way we can also get reports, we can also get feedback. So I would want to, you know, well, I mean, the two names, we proposed the name of Ms. Shobes-Tole already. I would want to urge that it would be better if it's done by consensus. I don't know if Ms. Adams is bound. She's looking not unsympathetic to the points I'm raising, but I don't know if she's bound by her party decision. And then there's also Mr. Swat, who, I don't know what his view is, but from the ANC and the DA's side, there seems to be consensus on the Shoko Sithole's name.
Mr. Swat?
Yes, we had discussed this, and I was under the impression that there was only one nomination, Mashida Sithole. So our support would go for the ANC's nomination. I wasn't aware of the COPE's nomination. But I do share the sentiments expressed by my colleague, Mr. Jeffrey, that we do need to have someone from this committee that is that can give us feedback on a regular basis as to what is happening. It's a very important piece of legislation. And as much as I admire Mr. Leonard Ramatkani, I think that in this particular case, the ANC nomination should enjoy our support and hopefully unanimous support. Thank you, Chair.
You're not forced to speak.
Am I not forced? Chairperson, if it seems like the opposition party, except for COPE, is in favour of Ms. Sithole, of course, I suppose, I mean, the party saw it as an opportunity to represent in that committee, but I would abide by the committee, and if they want consensus from me, then yes, we can. I'm in favour of Ms. Sithole.
All right. Well, are there any other views? All right. There are no other views, dissenting or otherwise. I'm not sure, Mr. Romano, do we put it to the formally put it to the committee? Someone nominates and someone seconds? I think that would be the best way. So that just, you've said we must have minutes, proper minutes. So this No. We're making a formal decision now. So we don't want anyone to say, well, nobody formally nominated anybody, and so this can't be regarded as a decision. Can I have a formal nomination from you, Mr. J.B. Sibanyoni?
My name is J.B. Sibanyoni. I hereby nominate Shoko Sithole to represent the Justice Committee.
Mr. Swart? Seconded by Mr. Swart. Okay. Are we all in favour? Please show your hands. Thank you very much.
Okay, sorry,
why is Mr. No, you don't vote for yourself. All right, thank you very much, honourable members. You want a speech? Well, there you go.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, colleagues, for nominating me. I really hope that you will be supporting me through and through, as I'll be carrying the views of the committee and not my own. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Swart has got a speech to write, amongst other things, and there are other meetings I'm sure you're required to attend. Just one or two little outstanding matters, honorable members. Just before leaving my office to come here, I got a call from someone in Parliament's Human Resources. She sounded very disturbed. I didn't even catch her name. OISD has instructed them to send out an advert calling for nominations for the position of Deputy Public Protector. So I'll be meeting with Nonkosi Kechwayo tomorrow morning just to find out where this comes from. It's an unusual process. I did speak to Mr. Sibanyoni informally about it. As I understand it, a committee of parliament normally drives a process like this. It's not a human resources of parliament matter. So I just thought I'd bring that to your attention. I'm hoping to see you tomorrow morning. The Auditor General has formally requested a meeting with me as Chair of the Committee, which I'm hoping to have tomorrow as well, tomorrow morning. I hope we're not in trouble, but And then, honourable members, the Institute for Security Studies are having a discussion on the South African Police Service Amendment Bill based on the Glenister judgment. This is on the 20th of March. Yeah, we'll be meeting Constitutional Court judges on that day, so I won't be able to attend. It's, the venue is the Nelson Mandela Foundation in Houghton at 10 o'clock. And they're serving lunch. But, yes, I would imagine. Might poison us at the court. All right. Okay. And that's it. Then I must. Yes.
There is lunch.
How long is going to the meeting with the Swedish delegation?
It's scheduled for an hour, and it's a joint meeting with ourselves and the Constitutional Review, what is that, committee, eh? Which is headed by Advocate Holomisa. So, and I take it Christine and Julian are part of our delegation. Yes. Good. So. We look forward to that. The Swedes have been very, very good friends of South Africa. I'm expected to also meet with them as part of the speaker's delegation sometimes later this morning. But we will see you then. Thank you for attending, and we're adjourned. Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I don't...
Yeah. Yeah,
it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, like, you know, these things happen.